Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, and Steve, you've got something to update us with. What is
it? Yeah, we've been talking about this all day, in fact, just with Dr. Arwady, but the governor has just now updated his state ruling. And Dr. Arwady said that you still had to wear a mask on the concourse at O'Hare because that was under state regulation. Same with Metra, CTA, places like that. The governor has revised his state order to reflect the changes given the federal judge's ruling. He says local municipalities retain the right to establish their own mitigations, including mask requirements. But as far as the state, the executive order is now that he is lifting the requirements for the state of Illinois. Masks will no longer be required on public transit, in public transit hubs, or in airports. So that's from the governor. We'll see now if CTA and Metra, if they follow along. But it looks as if certainly the airports will, because they were citing the governor's order when they said they were going to keep the masks in place.
And I would think that CTA in Metro would lift that, right? Because the whole purpose was because of the governor's mandate.
Well, Metro put out another statement just less than an hour ago, putting it firmly on the mayor's the governor's executive order. So if that's the case, then yes, you think that they would lift it. CTA might be a little different. Buses are different than trains. I don't know. We'll just have to see where they go with this. But the governor now amending his executive order so that you won't have to wear masks on, according to his rules, public transit or in transit hubs like airports.
And it is interesting how things have changed, because these news flashes come up. They make these decisions and it's immediate, where it's not like it's going to happen tomorrow at noon. So that's what causes confusion. But somebody just sent a text and they said they're at O'Hare right now and very few people are wearing masks.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. You know, there's two sides to that coin, Lisa, because on the one, like the head of the flight attendant union came out with a statement today saying she was upset that flight attendants and pilots were put in this position of having to announce right away, well, you no longer need a mask while they're mid-flight. On the other hand, if you say you don't need a mask effective next Wednesday, everyone's saying, well, what's the point of that? Why do we have to keep wearing them for five more days? So it's kind of a tough fix either direction.
Hey, Kevin Sullivan is on the phone. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And you know our Kevin, right? You guys went to school together?
Yes, I do. My former teaching assistant, Kevin Powell.
Fear the bird. Love having a red bird on the radio, Kev. Great to talk to you and appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Kevin, you're 31. You're from Palatine. You work in logistics for a shipping company. And, of course, as any adult, you want to be as independent as possible. But you were born with a condition. What is that called?
Yeah, so I was born with a condition called arthrogryposis multiplex congenita. It's also known as AMC. And what that entails is that it means that my muscle tissue is more fibrous than the average person, which causes contractures in my arms and legs, as well as general weakness overall.
And so it's nearly impossible to feed yourself?
Yes. So that severely limits activities of daily living. Eating would be one of them, but also, you know, showering, dressing, you know, any other tasks that you do on a daily basis.
One of your friends or one of your homemades said that you've never been able to have a meal by yourself, and that's hard at 31. So you come across something, it's a robotic feeding device, and you're like, oh my God, this is going to change my life. Take us down the path. What happens next?
Yeah, so I really just stumbled upon this device called the Obi Robot, which is a self-feeding robot that is controlled by two different buttons. So I had the demo on February 24th. This company that I went through called New Motion brought out the demo unit. They brought it to the house. We tried it out for about an hour. It worked great. And then we started getting the paperwork together, and we submitted for the first approval, which was denied. And then we decided to write an appeal letter that was 3 pages long. It went into all the reasons why I need this device, besides the fact that I can't reach my face. And that was denied as well, because my insurance company is considering it a non-standard or deluxe item, and it is not a medical necessity.
That is so frustrating. I've been in that situation where, you know, it's life-changing or it will save your life, and they're like, nah, we're not going to cover that. What does it cost?
The cost of the robot without insurance is $9,720.
And you're already paying for it. And this is what's amazing. So you have to pay for your own home aides, the people who help feed you and dress you every day. That's not out of your insurance?
I do receive some assistance from the state of Illinois, but my insurance does not cover a penny of that.
Man, and you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, not of Illinois, but Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida, probably because that's what you get through the company you're employed by?
Yeah, they don't have a presence in Chicago, so that's why it's a little different.
So what do we do? How can we help?
Honestly, we're just trying to raise awareness. I'm just trying to get the word out there, trying to put some pressure on Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida. You know, really my goal with this whole media blitz, so to speak, is to try to get something changed. I'm not really looking for a GoFundMe or for someone to swoop in and buy this robot. You know, this is something that I've dealt with and many other people have dealt with it throughout their lives, where insurance companies seem to want to get away with paying for as little as possible. And I think it's just time to do something about it.
Andrew Webb, who's a lawyer who is blind, he works for Equip for Equality. He said this doesn't surprise him at all. He said having access to this kind of technology obviously is critical for people with disabilities to be functional, but it's just a shame that insurance companies don't see it that way. And it's honestly, you know, I know people who get an infusion every month and it's $10,000. So one time $10,000 fee to give you a robotic feeding device doesn't seem like it's that, you know, that undoable.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. I actually, I spoke to Andrew this morning, and he said typically what these healthcare insurers like to do is they'll just deny whatever they can and then hope that, you know, the patient doesn't have the fortitude to appeal or doesn't have the resources to appeal. So they're just hoping that they're just going to get denied and move on with their lives. And then they'll just deal with the remaining 10-20% as they come about.
Okay. If you get to that point and you feel like you don't have the strength to carry on, you call Kevin Powell because he's your buddy, man. And we will blitz them with as many emails as needed. Okay.
Absolutely. I appreciate all the help I can get.
Kev, we wish you the best.
Yeah. Great to talk to you, Kev. Keep it up and we'll be in touch. All right.
All right. Sounds good, Kev. Thank you so much for having me again.
Steve Bertrand has the news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.